has very little arms.
Yes.
Their tail will do it.
Yeah. Well, we've got to laugh at some things, that's for sure. It's 22 to 9. Joining the bunch, Dr. Joe Kosterich. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Well, we're hearing lots of things, and it's good to keep talking about this because people need to remember things. So what are the positive things we could talk about first about if we can find anything?
Yeah, look, I suppose on the positive side, it's getting everybody to catch up on a little bit of sleep. And we know that sleep, apart from being important and it's something that people have tended not to prioritise over the years, it's actually quite good for our immune system. Mm. So there's a lot on, you know, on the media, social media more particularly, about, you know, assorted cures. There's not a lot of talk about what can we do that actually helps and supports our immune system. Now, supporting our own immune system is not the same as saying that you can't get, you know, COVID-19 or you can't get the flu, you can never get sick. But look, a little bit of regular exercise, and we're still allowed to go for a walk or a jog around the park. Yes, if you see somebody coming, give them a, you know, 1.5 metre berth, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, some people do have some weight setups at home. You can do push-ups or other resistance exercising according to your abilities and what you've got. Managing your stress is important. And you said about laughing at stuff at the opening there, Fred, and laughter is you know, still the best medicine.
Yep.
So, you know, if we can find funny things to watch, either on the TV or listening on the radio or podcasts or, you know, even memes, anything that we can laugh at is going to be good for us. Eating sensibly. I'm yet to see the shelves empty of fruits or vegetables or, you know, good quality meat or chicken. So, you know, sensible diet also supports our immune system.
Definitely.
So it's trying to focus on what you can control rather than what we can't control.
Because, by the way, it'd be nice if they stopped putting up the price of cauliflower to about $6 or $7 or whatever it is for a half a one. Hello.
Yeah.
Now, Dr. Joe, with these sorts of things always come a lot of myths. Let's bust a few today, shall we? People say taking a hot bath prevents coronavirus.
No, it's not going to prevent coronavirus. You might feel a bit better after a warm bath.
Yeah.
So again, there's a lot of things which are going to make us feel better, and if we feel better and we're in a better mood and we've got less stress hormones around our body, that's probably going to be a good thing. But no, it's not a cure for, and nor does it guarantee you can't get a virus, no.
What about food? Can you contract it through food?
No, that hasn't been shown. Now, I suppose the one exception to that is if you're sharing forks and somebody did have the virus and you have a mouthful of their fork, then potentially that could happen, but not just through food. No, it is not like a gastro. It's not food poisoning,
yep.
No.
All right. Can it be transmitted through mosquitoes?
No. So, again, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's out there that people say, oh, look, you know, I think I know somebody's cousins, you know, next door neighbour, somebody used to work with said this was the case. No, it isn't. There's nothing that shows that it's a mosquito vector. It is what we call droplet spread. So it's, you know, person to person via droplets.
Now, we've heard that heat can help, but hand dryers, are they effective in doing that, in killing the virus?
Look, what we do know is that the virus prefers a cold rather than a warmer temperature. So it seems to like 4 degrees centigrade. It doesn't like heat and humidity. But not liking is not the same as saying that that's going to get rid of it. So no, hair dryers won't fix it. Hand dryers won't fix it. That said, washing hands on a regular basis, and if you don't have hand sanitizer, soap and water is absolutely fine, does make a difference.
Here's a ripper. Someone said regularly rinsing your nose with saline will help prevent infection.
Look, no, it won't. If you have a cold, and it doesn't matter whether it's corona or just an ordinary cold, or if you have sinus congestion, then saline sprays and washes are useful for some people.
Yeah.
But that's more if you've already got congestion. It's not going to of itself prevent you getting a virus. No,
I would definitely put garlic in that. You know, preventing a cold and things like that, but not for the
it's
virus.
It's not going to stop the infection,
no.
But it's always a good idea, yeah. Garlic, isn't it?
Look, we know garlic, vitamin C as well. So sensible diet, and the best one that we know of is what's called the Mediterranean diet, and that includes vegetables and olive oil and garlic. You know, I won't list everything. So it's just a good thing for our immune system. We want to separate doing what we can do that might be helpful from saying, well, oh, it's going to stop the virus. Mm. Helping and completely stopping are not the same thing. We can change the probabilities, but, you know, there aren't force fields or guarantees.
Now, we're seeing a lot of people wearing face masks.
Yeah, this is a contentious one, this one.
Yeah, look, face masks, probably for people who are otherwise well and don't have any symptoms, there's no need for them to wear face masks. This is where the concept of social distancing comes in. For health professionals, you know, perhaps people like the police and others, if they are in close contact with people for at least 10 to 15 minutes, then masks are recommended. But they're really wanting to conserve masks for those circumstances, mm-hmm. people in situations where they need them. If you're well, you don't need one. You just need to stay the 1.5 metres away.
Now, I'm concerned that this is where it's going to get really confusing. The regular cold and flu season is coming up. What's your advice regarding flu vaccines and so on this year?
Yeah, you know, again, normal viruses haven't gone away. And, you know, we're still seeing them in the surgery. You know, children are still getting sore ears. And just normal things have not suddenly disappeared off the surface of the earth. The flu is a separate virus to COVID, and COVID tends to cause more a cold-type illness than a flu-like illness. And as we get into cold season, which is typically, you know, your cough, runny nose, sore throat, you know, people are going to be saying, well, does it mean that I've got corona? And no, it doesn't necessarily mean that. Flu vaccinations, the ones from the government, which are subsidised for people over the age of 65, over the age of 50, for people of ATSI origin and people with any chronic medical condition, going to be released earlier than expected, so probably next week. And, you know, people can get them from their doctors. Now, most practices are looking at sort of making arrangements to run sort of dedicated flu vax clinics rather than just having them amongst ordinary appointments. And part of the reasoning for that is to separate people coming in for this from other conditions that people, you know, still need to see a doctor for, as I said before, you know. High blood pressure, diabetes, asthma, arthritis, depression, none of these conditions have disappeared.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you for your time this morning,
yes.
Dr. Jo.
You're very welcome.
Hopefully we can talk again. There's just so much to talk about all in one go, but we'll stay in touch, Dr. Jo.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dr.
Bye.
Jo Kosterich with The Bunch. It's 8:45. 96.